A $1.099 million housing market in suspended animation, and a defense-fueled economic paradox. San Diego County's median price for existing single-family homes reached $1.099 million in July, up 1.3% from June and 5.7% year-over-year. The headline figures favor sellers, but the context reframes them sharply. Sales volume fell 6.7% from June, active listings have been building for months, and the 30-year fixed mortgage rate stands at 6.69%. Many owners locked into low-rate mortgages from 2020 and 2021 have little incentive to sell. Buyers facing current rates on a $1.1 million home encounter monthly payments that price out most dual-income households. The result is a market that neither corrects nor recovers, it grinds. Commercial real estate is more visibly bifurcated. Industrial vacancy sits at 7.3%, with leasing hitting 1.8 million square feet in the second quarter, up 37% from the prior quarter and 38% above the five-year quarterly average. Office vacancy countywide is 15.4%, though the Eastgate submarket near UC San Diego has led office absorption for two consecutive quarters, reflecting the concentration of life science and health technology tenants. Overall life science vacancy is running around 26%, reflecting the sector's post-2022 correction. Defense and deep technology investment continues at a scale that receives limited day-to-day attention. Northrop Grumman secured a $3 billion Department of Defense agreement. 3D Systems received a $9 million Air Force contract for advanced metal printing. General Atomics is receiving a $20 million California Competes tax credit for its fusion development expansion. The company operates the DEID National Fusion Facility, described as the only fusion research device in the western United States running as a Department of Energy National User Facility. UC San Diego received an $18 million NSF grant to establish a quantum materials research center, part of a $108 million NSF initiative funding six centers nationally, with Professor Michael Saylor leading the effort out of the Jacobs School of Engineering. West Health and UC San Diego Health launched a $40 million care technology accelerator. Jazz Pharmaceuticals acquired Carmel Valley-based Actio Biosciences for $820 million, signaling continued pharmaceutical confidence in San Diego's biotech pipeline despite elevated sector vacancy. AI vehicle inspection startup Self-Inspection raised $10 million backed by a venture fund connected to Sheryl Sandberg. Developer Lowe has committed $201.5 million to the Plaza Bonita redevelopment in National City, a multi-mixed-use conversion near the 805 and 54 interchange, though full program details have not yet been made public. The counter-narrative to job growth is ServiceNow, which is cutting 133 positions at its San Diego office by September 28. The company posted $3.877 billion in Q2 revenue, a 23% year-over-year increase, while eliminating more than half of its San Diego headcount at senior and director levels. The pattern: a company reorganizing toward automation even as revenue accelerates. California Fair Plan rates rise 29% effective October 1st, hitting hardest in Alpine, Lakeside, and Spring Valley communities in East County already paying a premium for wildfire exposure areas and now facing a near 30% jump in what is, for many, their only available insurer.